bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
Stupid cramping cockpit thingy. I really need to stretch these wings out. That's better. Now, where's my bed? Yes, here we are. Nice bed. Nice and soft and wing friendly and pillowy and...
What?
There's a human in my bunk. There's a human in my bunk. There's a male human in my bunk.
Guards! Guards, get in here! There's a dragon killing me!
I'm not killing you! You're in my bed! Get out! Get out!
Ow! Stop thwacking me with that tail! Guards!
Captain, rouse the ship! We've been boarded by evil bunk-stealing pirates!
Will you stop thwacking me? Hold on. This isn't my bedroom, is it?
Now you're catching on.
Well, why isn't it my bedroom? I'm supposed to be there, not here. Where is here, anyway?
Thistle, what are you... Hey, you, up against that wall and put your hands up.
Oh, wait. I remember now.
Do it.
Look, I'm getting really tired of you pointing that gun at me.
Shoot him! He's an evil bunk stealer and he needs to be shot!
Hey, I didn't steal anything. You've kidnapped me. When my war ministers hear about this...
Stop! Everyone just calm down, please. Now, Your Highness, have you managed to get some sleep?
Wait, you put him in here?
Ambika, what's...
I told you, Jed, I had to put him somewhere while we're still repairing the passenger bunks.
So you just put him in one of our bedrooms, then?
Look, you brought him on board. I'm just...
What? You've stolen the prince?
Yes.
Why have you stolen the prince?
Yes, why have you stolen me?
And why did you put him in my bunk?
You weren't due off the bridge for another hour. I was going to wake him before you got off duty. I'm sorry, Thistle, there was nowhere else to put him.
What do you mean there's nowhere else to put me? Put me back at the palace! It's my coronation this morning! Put me back!
I'm afraid we can't do that yet, sire.
Don't you say can't to me! Turn the ship around! That's an order!
You don't give the orders here, mate.
Oh, for Scarab's sake! Will you put that laser pistol down, Jedite? Is it any wonder you've got so many enemies out there? Look, sire, let me explain. This gentleman here with the pistol and I have a rather unfortunate matter to settle with a certain Greenwald official.
Yes, I know. Lady Valen, I hate her too.
What we've done is just borrowed you for a little while so we can make an exchange. Once we've got Lady Valen, we'll send you right back home in time for your coronation. That doesn't sound too bad, does it?
I sent the palace a voice message a couple of hours ago. We should get one back any time.
Meanwhile, why not sit back and watch a little television, hmm? I'm sure there's some suitable rubbish for a young prince on one of these channels.
Hey, he's not watching my TV!
Oh, be a darling, Thistle. It's only for a short while. Thank you, sweetheart.
Fireworks blazing and holographic lightning were showering these walls less than 12 hours ago. But now, all that surrounds the palace of Planet Varsha is a mournful silence.
Change it. That's a news channel.
Wait a minute.
Through the magnificent water gardens that were just last night filled with shouts and music of the prince's pre-coronation party, a solemn procession of dukes, planet lords and army officers parade with a memorial statue of the young prince, believed to have taken his own life in the early hours of the morning.
What?
Should have guessed.
I'm not dead!
They wouldn't trade her for him.
I'm not dead!
Sebastian Randall Strang, 11th monarch of the Strang dynasty and the youngest of that line to inherit the sovereignty, was last seen at his party last night, throwing his guests out in a fit of rage and self-righteousness.
Self-righteous? How self-righteous you when I get a hold of you, you cretinous!
Lord Alfred Meadows, royal media advisor to the young prince, made this statement.
Naturally, we were all very worried for His Majesty after last night's unfortunate incident. That's why I visited his chambers early this morning to see that nothing untoward had happened. I only wish I'd had the sense to call sooner.
Meadows reportedly found Prince Randall's body hanging out of bed with a gaping laser wound to the side of his cranium. A discharged pistol was on the floor beside him.
No, it wasn't!
I can only assume that the loss of his father and the weight of his impending responsibility as ruler was taking a heavier toll on him than he chose to reveal. I can't tell you how saddened I am by this.
I'm not dead, you... sewage rats!
The prince's 5-day funeral has already begun, with the priestesses of the gods Mandrill and Scarab chanting throughout the morning to ensure a safe passage of his soul to the afterworld. In other news...
Well, there goes our ransom plan then.
Never mind your poxy ransom. That's my life they've just taken away down there.
Should have expected it, really.
Well, I shouldn't. What do you mean you expected it?
Can you not see, sire?
No.
Look, Greenwald doesn't like it when you humiliate them, right? Trust me, I know this. And it sounds like you humiliated them pretty badly yesterday. So, they get their revenge by making you disappear off the planet. They probably let me walk out with you last night because they knew it'd be easier than planning something themselves.
And with you out of the way, the planet lords can carve up your kingdom.
Broadcast as much junk as they like, turn your world into one big TV station. Meanwhile, there'll be a news bulletin out for a young guy who likes to go about dressing up as a dead prince. Armed and dangerous, please kill on sight.
But I'm not dressing up like the prince. I am the prince. And I'm not going to sit here and let Greenwald carve up my planet. Now turn this ship around.
And watch them shoot us all for our trouble. I don't think so, mate.
Then we'll take the palace by force. I'm assuming command of this vessel and all your personnel. How many mercenaries do you have?
What's a mercenary?
Sire, we're the theatre company you hired for your party last night. We don't have any soldiers or anything like that.
But he was...
It's hard, I know. Believe me, those Greenwald barons have hurt more than one of us in their crusade on this galaxy.
That's my life down there!
I am truly sorry.
Turn this ship around!
I already told you that isn't going to happen.
I said turn us around, you insolent!
I'm in charge of this ship, not you, right? Now, I'm sorry for what happened. I really am. But you know what? I'm actually not sorry. Because if I hadn't taken you with us, they'd have probably killed you for real by now. You might want to think about that. Now, you sit tight, meditate on what you fancy doing with your great new life, and I'm going to have a chat with my first mate. And Beaker, with me.
Chin up, sweetheart.
Wait, you're not just going to leave him in here, are you?
Coat billowing, Jedite rounded the corner into the ship's galley, and Beaker followed with a deep sigh.
Well, at least we're not getting bored on this trip.
Or any more sympathetic, it would seem.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, for Mandrill's sake, Jedite. That boy's lost everything because of you.
They were going to kill him. You saw what they...
Yes, but you didn't bring him here to save him, did you?
Don't you dare blame my mother for this.
I'm not blaming her, I'm blaming you. You're not thinking things through. You're just rushing at everything like a mad psychotic, with guns blazing. You're supposed to be an ex-police captain for Scarab's sake. And for what? You didn't even get Felicia Vallon.
I found her. She was going to talk.
No, she wasn't. She was going to laugh at your corpse as it glared back at her from the bedroom floor. Greenwald's a powerful company, Jed. If we're going to take them on, we've got to plan things properly. Now, if we could leave this aside for a moment, please. we've got a much more urgent problem to deal with.
What? You mean what are we going to do with His Majesty in there?
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about our theatre company.
What about it?
We're almost out of money. The gig on Varsha was a bust, so...
Beaky, if you want more money, you can have it. I've got loads left in my account from...
That's not the point! This crew wants to make its own money. I convinced them to join us on this ship because we were going to be a theatre again, travel the stars and give good old-fashioned entertainment back to the galaxy. And so far...
We're not going to any more theatres until I've found my mother.
Oh, very considerate of you. And just how are you planning to power this ship meantime, might I ask?
What?
We're almost out of fuel, remember? If we don't keep our supply up, you know what's going to happen. And I don't think even you have enough cash to keep us chasing across the universe indefinitely. Do you?